You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
The first story I have today here is a major gas shortage looms for Australia from next year, posing a risk to electricity supply and security in several states.
Yes, so ever since Adelaide had a major blackout a while ago, Australia's power has been a highly politicised issue for about 3 or 4 months now, and people are saying our power may be facing even more risk as of next year. So this is according to an assessment from the Australian Energy Market Operator, and basically, if they're right, Australia is on the brink of a major gas shortage. This means that either Australia will have to cut gas supplies to residential and business customers, or keep the power on across the board. So obviously, with the first option, our gas supplies will last a bit longer, but with the second option, everyone can live more comfortably for a shorter amount of time. And according to the energy operator, an upgrade to a pipeline that we have called the Southwest Pipeline is much needed so that they can supply enough natural gas energy to Victoria and South Australia for the peak winter demand. So it's very complicated. It's either that or investing in other forms of quick alternative energy. And we don't know yet what the Australian government will decide to do in response to the findings. We could be optimistic and see if they want to invest in green energy as an alternative energy source. But as we've talked about before on Neighbourhood Watch, they have tried to categorise coal as being clean and a green energy source, so I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so the second story I have here is a facial recognition technology trial is underway in Queensland, which is alarming to privacy advocates.
Yeah, so privacy advocates are very concerned that this facial recognition technology could lead to an increased amount of stored personal information. Basically, this software is being trialled in Toowoomba, and it analyses images from various CCTV cameras around the town. And the federal government have ideas about starting to use it for border protection purposes and passport processing. And privacy advocates are worried that, you know, the software may be marketed as a public safety initiative, but the data being collected may be passed on to other interested parties or used for more questionable purposes. The Toowoomba Council, of course, insists the trial is very innocent, much more innocent than people are making it out to be. They're saying it'll be used to monitor the amount of people coming and going to the library and the number of times any one person comes or goes in one day with the aim to improve service delivery, which, I don't know, to me doesn't seem like something pressing to be using this advanced technology for, but it is a trial, so I guess that's understandable. And in the end, people probably don't have much of a say in whether the technology is used or not and probably won't notice it's there, so you've got to hope that it won't be abused.
So the last story we have today is One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has apologised for wrongly suggesting that there are tests available to see if children will have an adverse reaction to vaccinations.
Yes, so the highly controversial One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson has frustrated many people in the medical and science world this week. She came out questioning vaccinations. She described Australia's vaccination program as being the policy of a dictatorship. Of course, here in Australia, our policy is no jab, no pay. So benefits may be restricted if you refuse to vaccinate your child. And it's proven to be a policy that really works in the sense of a lot more vaccinations have been carried out. But Pauline Hanson has questioned the safety of vaccinations and has linked the practice to autism. But she went a bit far and was caught out on one point that she made, which was that children be given a test prior to vaccinations to make sure it was safe for them to receive it. She's since learned that there is no such thing as a test to see if a child would have a bad reaction to vaccinations. So it was a bit awkward for her, and of course, you know, plenty of critics, you know, jumped at the chance to criticise Pauline Hanson again, and a lot of experts have come out criticising the comments and saying that they could have a really dangerous effect on the health of the nation. I guess we can only hope that it has no effect on the health of the nation and, you know, if vaccinations are proving to be effective, that they continue to rise.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper!
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.